here's a story from The World.
Yesterday, a Facebook oversight board concluded that former President Trump will remain banned from the platform. Today, newsmakers across the globe are trying to understand the wider implications for them, other users, and other platforms. As The World's Rupa Shenoy reports, this includes a Bollywood actress who was banned by Twitter this week for hate speech.
In the 2013 blockbuster Krish 3, a superhero's wife is kidnapped and replaced by the evil mutant shapeshifter Kaya, played by Kangana Ranaut. It's her most famous role so far.
वो जहाँ भी है, ठीक है. तुम्हारी प्रिया भी और तुम्हारा बच्चा भी.
In true Bollywood style, Kaya falls in love with the superhero and helps him get his wife back.
और इस बार मैं कृष्णा से भी सच कह रही हूँ, और कृष्ण से भी.
In real life, Kangana Ranaut is known as a firebrand who doesn't back down so easily. She's an ardent supporter of Hindu nationalist Prime Minister Narendra Modi. This is Ranaut at an event in 2018.
I am a big Modi fan because he's, wow, there are many Modi fans here. Okay. Because for me, I do believe that we need to have right role models. So I always say that it is not his victory, it's the victory of our democracy.
Since then, Ranaut has ramped up her Twitter attacks in Modi's defense, stoking ethnic animosity and discrimination against religious minorities. Twitter briefly suspended her account after she called for violence against the producers of a TV show that supposedly demonized Hindu religious figures. Sikh community leaders complained after Ranaut called Sikh farmers protesting the government terrorists. Her tweets have an impact, says Nikhil Pawa, a digital rights activist and founder of the news site Medianama.
Kangana Ranaut has a massive Twitter following. Her tweets make it to the newspapers.
A tweet this Monday was apparently the last straw for Twitter. Ranaut urged Modi to basically act like a gangster and kill a political opponent. Twitter called it hate speech and suspended Ranaut's account. That was Twitter's first such action against a prominent user in India. Pawa says the company has taken a pretty passive stance toward hate speech in the country.
Twitter has failed to address hate speech. They have failed to address incitement to violence. And in particular, they failed to address online abuse against women. Women journalists in India are targeted by right-wing trolls, and abuses and rape threats and death threats are essentially common for them.
At the same time, Twitter has temporarily taken down other tweets at the request of the Modi government.
There were tweets by other users that were censored, about 52 of them, which had been calling for the Prime Minister of India to resign on the basis of their mishandling of the COVID-19 crisis in India, which has led to India having the highest number of cases in the world.
Pawa says Modi and his BJP party portray themselves as pushing back against the big American digital colonizers. He says they're calling for Indian self-reliance, digital sovereignty, and tech nationalism. Facebook's ban of former U.S. President Trump, an important Modi ally, caused real concern in India. A member of the ruling BJP party tweeted, "If they can do this to POTUS, the president of the United States, they can do this to anyone." Since then, India's government has changed rules to allow it more control over platforms like Twitter and Facebook. It created a new way for users to appeal account suspensions and to get their content reinstated if it's been taken down. Meanwhile, these social media giants have been eager to show they're working toward an appropriate balance of allowing free expression, controlling hate speech, and cooperating with the Indian government.
We have tightened our policies and we have been evolving our policies to understand what's going wrong and how do we make sure that things are much better.
That was Manish Maheshwari, the managing director of Twitter India, in an interview last month. And this is Ajit Mohan, managing director of Facebook India in February.
There is always a trade-off, and the way we deal with those trade-offs is through the articulation of our community standards that are global in nature. That allows us to say what kind of behavior is not allowed on our platforms.
Kangana Ranaut could appeal Twitter's decision to suspend her account, setting up a potential showdown between Twitter and the Indian government. In a statement, she said that Twitter has proven that, quote, they are Americans, and by birth, a white person feels entitled to enslave a brown person. She continued, they want to tell you what to think, speak, or do. Fortunately, I have many platforms I can use to raise my voice. Renath may join Coup, an Indian-owned Twitter knockoff that Modi supporters and members of his BJP party have been defecting to. But activist Nikhil Pahwa doubts that that digital environment will satisfy Renath and her many followers.
They want to create an echo chamber, but they don't want to live in one. Who only has or mostly has right-wing folks there? Who will they troll? Each other? Not likely.
For The World, I'm Rupa Shenoy.